6.7.
Right. Let's now turn our attention to the use of language, and in particular, what we call signposting language. It would be useful here if you look at the handout giving talks and presentations. I won't go through each section, only draw your attention to some sections. If you look at the first section, introducing the topic, you'll see there are phrases for introducing your talk, for giving your audience an overview of what's to come. Further down in section 3, there are phrases for introducing the different parts of your talk and for moving from one part to the next. Later in section 7, there are phrases for focusing the audience's attention on visual information. And in sections 9 and 10, phrases for concluding your talk and dealing with questions. You'll need to look at the handout more carefully later on, but I hope that gives you an idea of what I mean by signposting language and the kind of phrases you need to use. Now, I think that's everything I want to say about language. Oh, there are just a couple of points. If you need to use technical words or jargon that the audience may not know, make sure you explain them clearly and don't use long, complicated sentences. Keep your sentences short and easy to follow. Right. Are there any questions on what we've covered so far?